back to the movies with Melanie Cutting, and Melanie will give us some movie reviews. So welcome, Melanie.
Hi, thank you. Nice to be here in my lunchroom. Okay, so I will talk, first of all, let you know that at the Maison de Cinema, there were like 19 movies last week, and this week there are something like 15. It's still a lot of movies, a lot to choose from, but it somehow just wasn't as much as the previous week, but that was okay because it was almost like there's too much to look at here. Anyway, so I'll just kind of talk about the movies in English. The one that we saw some weeks ago and is now no longer showing in English, although you wouldn't know that from the Maison de Cinema ad, which continues to say that it's in both English and French. It's not. It's now just in French. So if you missed Beetlejuice, the sequel to the Beetlejuice from the 70s, you're going to have to catch it, I guess, on TV if you want to see it in English. But it is actually great fun. I would highly recommend that movie. The movie, two of the movies, we did see two movies this week, and one was called Conclave, which is quite a serious, but sort of serious and mysterious movie about set in Rome and concerning the selection of a new pope. I think everybody has some idea of what happens when a pope dies, is they select among the cardinals to see who will be the next pope. And this is not a mystery, but this particular movie has an interesting story about the back story behind the different cardinals who are hoping to be pope, of whom there are three or four front runners and one kind of dark horse. And it's well acted. Ralph Fiennes plays he's the principal cardinal. He's kind of the dean of cardinals. And he looks after this whole scenario of what happens when a pope dies. And then there's the conclave is simply the meaning of is the word when the cardinals are put together and have to select after there's usually several votes. In this case, I think there were like eight or nine. But it was nicely done, and they didn't spend hours just going through the same material again and again. They kind of cut to the chase several times. And in the midst of all this, along with the usual, oh yeah, this is what happens when a new pope gets selected, there were some actual mysteries that were uncovered and led to the final outcome, which of course I won't tell you, but it's a movie that I think I would recommend it. I think it held my attention, and I frequently get so comfy in those theater seats that I just doze off. And that did not happen with this. It was like, okay, I can see, you know, not a whole lot of women in this, but lots of guys. But they were all very good. John Lithgow and Stanley Tucci are supporting actors, and they're frankly always excellent. So it's a movie that I would recommend if you haven't been to see it. Another movie which we did see, we said since we frankly didn't get to see a movie last week, we'll maybe catch two this week. So the first movie was Conclave, and that was a few days ago. And then last night we were among a handful of people who went to the movies, and we saw a movie called Here, H-E-R-E. And it's a Robert Zemeckis film who did Forrest Gump and many other very popular movies. And I think all the Back to the Future films were his. And he's still around and he's still making movies, and they're considered to be, good family fare. And this one was just that. It was good family fare, and it was done in a kind of an interesting way. Here refers to a room, one room in a bucolic town. It looked like Vermont in the movie. And over time, from the very, from the beginning of time, the actual beginning of time, through to pretty much present day, who lived in that room and what happened in that particular room, what were the various things that went on in the room. So it was fun to watch from that perspective, and the cast is wonderful. It was Robin Wright and Tom Hanks had the lead roles, and the supporting players were also excellent. It was a little disjointed for my taste, and occasionally we would be watching the screen, and the room would change. There would be a square that would open up on the screen, and that would become the new time frame of this room. So the furniture would change, the carpeting would change, the people would change, and it got to the point where this was kind of fun to watch. But after a while, I said, well, I'm not sure what's going on here exactly. I think that there's people who don't have a whole lot to be going on in this movie. The principal players did, of course, but then there was the odd scene where there was a couple who seemed somehow lived in this same room, although it was a little hard to tell what the time frame was. And then they reappeared maybe two or three more times, and then they were gone. So it was like, we're not really sure how the continuity continues with these people. There was also another family who, again, lived in the room beyond the family, the principal family, another family, a black family, actually. And they were only in there maybe twice. So it was kind of like I'd have to see this movie again to get a better sense of exactly what's going on here. It's a lovely movie, and we did. My husband and I are of an age where we're watching people age on the screen and the various issues that they face as they age, and thinking, "Oh, I think that's us." Yeah, I think that's us. So it's kind of like, well, this is fun to watch, and it's not a short movie, but it's not one of the movies that goes on forever either. So it's one that I would say, yeah, if you are particularly, if you are of an age that you are thinking about getting older, then this would be a movie that you guys might want to see. Bring your partner and go see the movie. There's several other movies which I will talk about, but not at particularly great length. There's one called We Live in Time, which is a romance movie, and I haven't seen it, but it's getting really good reviews. It's Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh, who are pretty hot young actors who are getting lots and lots of Oscar buzz and plenty of good reviews. So that's a movie that also in English and French, and I think if you're maybe you don't have to be young, but it might help if you were young to watch this movie. Along with that, let's see what we have here. We have, there's still a couple of horror films. One is called Smile 2. And this is kind of left over from Halloween. And then there's another one called, it's one in the series of Venom movies. And what's it called? The Last Dance. And this is the movie that's playing in the super duper theater that they have at the Maison de Cinema, which has comfy seats and excellent sound and wide screens and all kinds of, that's Venom is playing there. So if you would like to go see a horror movie in comfort, then this is one that I would recommend. I think actually, to be honest, Venom is, in terms of horror movies, Venom is much better than average, and Tom Hardy happens to be a really fine actor, and he's the lead in this. Another movie that I looked at, but again didn't go to see, but I thought, well, this looks like fun. It's called Hit Pig, the film. It's a cartoon. I think even if you like cartoons, as I do, I would just go and see it just because it's fun. But if you have kids and you'd like to take them to a cartoon film, this looks like it would be really quite entertaining. Hit Pig, love film. that's kind of it. As I said, there's not as many movies playing at the Maison de Cinema as there have been in the past, like last week. But there's still plenty to choose from. And again, it is different watching a movie in the movies than watching the movie even on a very big screen at home. If you buy a movie pass, you buy eight movie passes at a time, and each one is $9. You can give them away. You can use them sequentially, but that's the cost. It's $9. So it's gone up a few dollars. And if you're a student, it's less expensive. But if you buy single entries to the movies, it's maybe a bit more than that. So we're looking at, again, not hugely expensive, but not what it used to be. Nine or $10 is about right. The other thing which I didn't mention last week, and I won't go into in great detail this week, is the Les Grands Aventuriers series, which I will talk about next time. It's sort of a travelogue in many different parts of the world. And it's not only at the Maison de Cinema, it's offered in theaters all over Quebec. So all about that another time. I think that's about all I have to say.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. Thanks again. Back to the movies with Melanie Cutting, and have a great week, Melanie.
Thanks. You too.